Luke Easter Stories, Week 5, Day 6, The Burial of His Body. And behold, there was a man named Joseph, a counselor, being a good and just man, who had not consented to their counsel and deed. He was of Arimathea, a city of the Jews, who also himself was waiting for the kingdom of God. This man, going to Pilate, asked for the body of Jesus, and taking it down, he wrapped it in a cloth and placed it in a sepulchre that was hewn in stone, where no one had yet been laid. And that day was the preparation, and a Sabbath began to dawn. And the women also, who came together with him from Galilee, followed after and observed the sepulchre and how his body was laid. And returning, they prepared spices and ointments, and indeed they were quiet for the Sabbath according to the commandment. Arcana Celestia 10,252. As myrrh signified the most external truth, which is sensuous truth and its perception, therefore the bodies of the dead were formerly anointed with myrrh and aloes. By this anointing was signified the preservation of all truths and goods with man, and also their resurrection. For this reason, such a substance was employed as signified the ultimate of life with man. This ultimate is called the sensuous life. That the body of the Lord was anointed with such things, and was encompassed with them together with a linen cloth, and that this was the custom of the Jews, may be seen in John chapter 19 and Luke chapter 23. But be it known that what is said of the Lord himself in the word is to be understood in a supereminent sense, and therefore these things here signify his divine life in the sensuous, which is the life proper to the body, and also the resurrection of this. It is known that the Lord rose again with the whole body which he had in the world, differently from other men, for he left nothing in the sepulchre. And therefore he also said to the disciples, who, when they saw the Lord, supposed that they saw a spirit, "Why are you troubled? Behold, my hands and my feet. Touch me and see. For a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have." Doctrine of the Lord, number 35. By successive steps, the Lord put off the human taken from the mother, and put on a human from the divine within him, which is the divine human, and is the Son of God. It is known that in the Lord there were the divine and the human, the divine from Yehovah the Father, and the human from the Virgin Mary. Hence he was God and man, having a divine essence and a human nature, a divine essence from the Father and a human nature from the Mother. And therefore he was equal to the Father as to the divine, and less than the Father as to the human. It is also known that this human nature from the Mother was not transmuted into the divine essence, nor commingled with it, for this is taught in the doctrine of faith, which is called the Athanasian Creed. For a human nature cannot be transmuted into the divine essence, nor can it be commingled with it. In accordance with the same creed is also our doctrine that the Lord assumed the human, that is, united itself to it, as a soul to its body, so that they were not two but one person. From this it follows that the Lord put off the human from the mother, which in itself was like that of another man and thus material, and put on the human from the Father, which in itself was like his divine and thus substantial, so that the human too became divine. This is why in the word of the prophets, the Lord, even as to the human, is called Yehovah and God. And in the word of the Gospels, he is called Lord, God, Messiah, or Christ. and the Son of God, in whom we must believe, and by whom we are to be saved. Questions and comments. Number one, in what ways can we emulate Joseph of Arimathea? How striking that there is another good man named Joseph at the beginning of his life, and the Joseph in Genesis, who also clearly represents the Lord. Number two, the Lord preserves and raises up all the goods and truths with us when we die, all the way down to the sensuous. What might be some examples of goods and truths based in sense experiences? Number three, the Lord came into the world to show us the way to eternal life. With us, what is the parallel to the way the Lord put off the human from the mother and put on the human from the father? What is different about the Lord, and what is parallel to the regeneration to which the Lord leads us?